Let us start the Gemara from Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that we'll go over quickly the beginning of the sugya. At three lines from when the line starts getting wide. Omer Rab Chelboy, Omer Rab Huna, Omer Rab Huna, Omer Rab Abba, Bar Zabda, Omer Rab, Achas Pesule, Ba'achas Almone, Tuhune, Broche. That the Birchas Chasanim, the Sheva Brochas are said by a Psule, and it's said by a Almone. That's what Rav Huna said, Omei Omar Rav Huna Hochi, Bo Omar Rav Huna Almone Eine Tune Broche, Sheva Brochas are not said by an Almone, Birchas Chasanim are not said by a Almone. So we have here Astire and Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, Loi Kashe, Kan Bebochu Shenosa Almone. That what Rav Huna said, that you make Sheva Brochas Birchas Chasanim, that's a Bochu Shenosa Almone. There's a Simchas Be'ile Mitzad de Bochu. So then you make Birchas Chasanim. Kan ba'almain shenosa almone, but an almain shenosa almone, that means Sai the Chosen was married once. Sai the Kala was married once. So there's no Simchas Be'ile by both of them. So then there's no Birchas Chasanim. So that's how the Gemara wants to emphasize the stira in Rav Huna. Va'almoin shenosa almon eloi. So what are you telling me? That an almoin that married an almon, there's no inyan of birchas chasanim. For Omar Rav Nachman, Omar lihune bar noson tone minayin le birchas chasanim ba'asore. That Birchas Chasanim, that's the Sheva Broches, that they have to be said when there's a minion around. Shenema vayikach asora anoshim miziknei ha'ir, vayoymer shvupoi vayeshevu. So the makir of Birchas Chasanim was from Boyas. U Boyas almain shenos almona have. Boyas was married already. We'll see in Rashi he had 60 children. Rus was also married already. So Memele, so there's no Simchas Be'ile by both of them. Va'afal Pikein, there's an Inyan of Birchas Chasanim. So your Teretz is not a true Teretz. So the Gemara answers, no, we'll have to fix up this teretz. Mai eino tune broche do omar ravune, eino tune broche kol zay. Avo yoimecho tune broche. That means by a psule. So then, or a bocho, shenos an almone, that is a simchas be'ile, so then we make sheva broches, we make mishtois, kol zayim. By an almoin, shenos an almone, then it's only yoim echot. The first suda after the chuppah, then we make sheva broches. So now, we were miyashiv divrei Rav Huna. Rav Huna is echad besula vechad almone, speaking about when there's a simchas be'ile, and it's speaking about almone, abocho shenosa almone. So then there's sheva brochas are said all 7 days. And that, what Rav Huna said, that, Almona ain't a tuna brocha means you don't need it for 7 days. One day, the first day is sufficient, and that's an alma in shenos almona. So we have here two cheshbonos. There's a time when the brochas are said 7 days, and there's a time when the brochas are said 1 day. Fragt die Gemore, Elohode Sanje, Shogdul Chachomim al Takonas Benois Israel. Sheye Someach Imo Gimul Yomim. Chazal wanted that the husband should be with the wife. And here we're speaking about an almone. But they wanted that he should be with her koponim 3 days. So therefore they made a takone that they should get married Thursday. So Thursday is the Yom HaChasene. Friday, that's the Yom after the Chibas Biye, and Shabbos is Shabbos. So Memela, we have 3 days that the husband is together with the wife, and he's Misameyach, the wife. Shogdu Chachomim al Takonis B'nais Yishoshay Sameyach Imo Gimul Yomim. Bamai, so now there's a new cheshbon of 3 days. So who is marrying the almoneh? If a bochel is marrying the amone, her amret shiva, you said the shiva shami, you make sheva broches. So there are mishtois. So why do you need a new takone of shokdu for 3 days? Iba almein, if it's speaking about a almein that married an amone, her amret yemechot. So where do we have a case of 3 days? So the Gemara said the two different things. Iboy yisayim ba'almen yoymechad lebrocha ushloisha lesimcha. That means the day of the chuppah we make a su'ude and then we make birchas chasanim. That's the mishte that we make by the chasane. That's the brocha. And we're finished. There's no need to make more brachas, more birchas chasanim. But there's an inyan of simcha that he should be with her al koponim for the first 3 days. So shogdu chachomim that if they'll get married on Thursday, so we'll be sure to be mesamech imo the gimel yomim. And the inyan of simcha is he shouldn't. This is a simcha that he should be with her. He shouldn't go away and leave her alone. So, and that's 3 days. That is 3 days. The boy is saying, bebocho, shiva lebrocho, ushloisha le simcha. Could be a bocho shenos almone. At night you can make the mishtois and you make sheva brochas at night. By day you can go to work. If he married an almone, al koponim, the first 3 days, he should be misameyach imo. We find there's an inyan of simche, of noki yilabesoy shona, that the chinuch says he should not go away for a long period of time from his wife the first year. That's another dalga of simche. About the first 3 days we want they should mamish be together, shloyashkim leumnosoy. Al koponim, so that's the end of this sugya. So we are saying that a bocher shenosa almone, there's a inyan of birchas chasanim of 7 days, and an almein shenosa almone, then there's a birchas chasanim of 1 day, and a psula 7 days. Meisve. So the Gemara is now a kasha. Mevochin libsulo shive ula almone yoimechot. So it's a loshin sosum. It would seem to be saying that an almone, the din broche of birchas chasanim is only 1 day. And the tana does not differentiate if she's getting married to a bocha, she's getting married to an almone. My love, afilo almone shenise is lebocha. It's also 1 day. And you said before, abocha shenos almone 7 days. So the Gemara says, loila almay. No, it's, now that it says an almone is 1 day, it's speaking about that she married an almay. Ava lebocha mai shive. So what are you telling me? But if an almone will marry a bochel, then there's a din of shiva shomim for birchas chasanim. Ihochi lisni mevochim lipsula shive, ulamone shenises leboho shive, ulamone yemechot. If you're telling me a boho also, if that means you're telling me that a psula, the zadin shive shomim, abichas chasanim, for a boho, the zadin of shive shomim, and then, La'almona is a din, alman shenos almona, there's one day. So why doesn't he mention, why does he only speak about a psula and almona? He should differentiate. It's not only a psula and almona, it's a bocha shenos almona, it's also 7 days. So the Gemara answers, milse psiktektoni, de leka psula de botzra mishive, that means every psule, and lechayre psule is symbolic. That means psule is that the simchas be'ila, the first time she was nivel. So a psule, for a simchas be'ila, you need 7 days of bichas chasanim, and hu adin abocho. That means psule is symbolic of simchas be'ila. So, a psule, and who adin almone? There's a din of shive. Almone is symbolic when there's no simchas bila whatsoever. So, mamela, then al koponim, there's a chiyuv of bichas chasanim al koponim yom echad. Let us see Rashi. Mevochin le psule shive, le kamen meforesh, kshebo ponim chadoshes. That what you make sheva bro, that you make for 7 days, all birchas chasanim, that is speaking about that by the mishte ponim chadoshes came. Kama mevor shebo ponim chadoshes mevor kulon kol yemei hamishte. Ve'iloi, if you did not have ponim chadoshes mevor ichode, then you just make asher bora the last. Brocha you make, you do not make the other five. Zog die Gemara weiter. Gufe, Oma Rav Nachman, Oma Lihune Barnose, Tone Minayin Lebilchas Chasanim Basor. How do we know that we make Birchas Chasanim? We need a minyan. Shenema vayikach asora anoshim mizikvei ha'ir vayoymer shvu poi. He took 10 people and he told them they should remain there. So the purpose of these 10 people were to make birchas chasanim, birchas nesuin. There is a kasha that the achroinim ask. We just mentioned the kasha. Later we're going to have that by Birchas Chasanim, you really don't need 10. Choson min haminyan. The choson could be one of the 10. So there's a shreklach problem over here. If the makir of Birchas Chasanim, we learn out from this posik, is why they say, Ve'yikach asoran anoshim mizikneir, Boyas was there also. So he should have taken 9 with him together, there'll be 10. But al koponim, that's the raya that we need 10 people b'shas birchas chasan. The Rabbi Abo Omar Meyoche. Rabbi Abo has another mekir. It says in the posik, b'makahelois bochu elikim Hashem mimker Yisrael. That the broche and iskei mekir, which is birchas chasanim, should be said b'makahelois. And we'll see hakel is said when there's a minyan. So these broches should be said when there's a minyan. The broches and iskim mekir are said when there's a minyan. Let us see what Rashi says. B'makahelois bocho alekim Hashem mimker Yisrael al bilchas mekir, when the broche and the iskim mekir is said, Tzorich kohol, it says b'makaheilois. And how many people are in a kol? V'haynu asore. Kemoi hakel eso eido. And how many are there? Vein hakel bepoches me eido. Ve eido asor, and eido is 10 people. Kidiofina madas meraglim. Admosai la eido haro, yotsu yeshua vekolev. So the eido haro was 10. Let us see Taisvis, b'makelis bochu alikim. So Taisvis says, amir de kikashe, afal gav, if you're learning out from this posik, this chum of how many people you need, mak hey lois is a double kehila. So you need 20. Afal gav de mak hey lois, trei kehilois mashme, it's 2 kehilois. So Taisvis says, "Ein svore lechalek bein asore leesrim leinyan shemilse." That means it's the kolbei asore shchinte sharye. There's no mila of 20 people. Umakelis dalme boy lemeima. The loshen rabim is means you need a kohol. Makelis dalme. Not it's not telling me how many kehilos you need. You need a kohol. Umiyu b'Yerushalmi dorish b'mak heles ksiv chosol vov. That the posik is written, the ksiv is without a vov. It's a loshen yochid. So take it's 1 kohol. So we have here now a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Abohu. What is the makor that we need a minyan by Birchas Chasanim? Rav Nachman learns out from Boyes Vayikach Asor Anoshim, and Rabbi Yabo learns out from Mamakeilois Bocho Lekim Hashem Mimker Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, V'Rav Nachman Bahai Kro De Rabbi Abohu Mai Dorish Bei. What does Rav Nachman do with this posik? This is, I have another limud that then this pasuk should be sufficient. So the Gemara says, "Mi boile lichdesanya, hoya rameya oimer minayim shafelu ubrim shebimei imon omru shira alayom." How do we know that bishas kriyas yamsif the ubrim also said shire? Shenema b'makeles bochu alekim Hashem mimker Yisrael. So mimker means that the ubrim who were in the mekor, they said shire. So the posuk is not telling us that there's a chiyu brochal iskei mekor. The posuk is telling us that b'shas kriyas yamsev the ubrim said a brocha mimker Yisrael. Ve'idoch. Aye, Rabbi Yabohu. Maybe this pasuk is speaking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Im kein leimekro mi beten. We're speaking about the ubrim, so it'd be more proper to mention the beten. Mi beten, mai mi mekor, al iskei mekor. So al kapon from mekor, we see birchas chasana. That's what Rabbi Yabohu says. So we have a makir for this posik, from this posik to tell us that we need a minyan. The Rabbi Yabo, Bahai Kro de Rav Nachman Mai Dorish Bei. Now what does Rabbi Yabo do with Rav Nachman's posik? He says, the boy is called 10 people. So from here we can see that you need a minyan for Birchas Chasanim. So Rabbi Bo says, Ahumi boile le midrish amoini veloy amoinis, moyovi veloy moyovis. This was not at all that what he assembled 10 people. He wanted to say achidish l'haloche, that Ruth was mutter, moyovi veloy moyovis. We'll see, he wanted to be mefarsamit, so that's why he called 10 skeinim. They should come, but to hear it, Bechlau, there's no remes whatsoever of Birchas Chasanim. And Rav Abo says, the Salke Daitach Lebroche, because if you'll tell me the purpose of gathering together the Zekeinim was to make Birchas Chasanim, Loisagi Delav Zekeinim, so you need Zekeinim to make a Broche. Need Anoshim, 10 people, you need to make Birchas Chasanim. What's Zekeinim? Skenim is Tamidei Chachamim. So why do you need Tamidei Chachamim? It's Al Kochach, because he wanted to tell them a new drosha that was Nischadish, so he called 10 Tamidei Chachamim to be Mefarsim. So Memeila, so Rabbi Yebo holds from this posik, there's no raya whatsoever in Birchas Chasanim. This posik is not speaking about Birchas Chasanim. Yeah, ve'idoch. So what, how can Rav Nachman take a learn out from this posik? If you're telling me the whole posik was, is coming to tell us he wanted to be mefarsim da'alochem, Loisagi the lava soris need 10 people to tell it, and 9 is no good, 8 is no good. So if there's a number 10, it would seem al kochach this was for Birchas Chasan. So then the Gemara says, Beidoch. Yes, the Gemara says in. So Rabbi Bo said that no, you need 10 people. You need 10 people if you're assuming Milsa. Urdo omalei Shmuel Rav Chanan Bagdato. Shmuel told Rav Chanan Bagdato, Poik va'aisi li be'asore. Bring me 10 people, ve'aim aloch, and I'll tell you ba'anpayu when they're standing there, ha'mezake lo'ubakon. I want to tell you a chiddush din. But I want it to become nisparsim. So bring 10 people and I'll darshan this aloche amezake lo uber kone. That if a person gave a matone, he wants to give it to an uber, he tells someone to be zeiche for the uber the matone. So the it helps, even though the uber locheir is adova shalei boloilom, hafal pikein it helps. So Memele, so Rav Bo said, so we see from this, that, from Shmuel we see, that if a person wants to be Mefarsim Ma'aloche, he calls 10 people. So Memele, So Mamela, it's no raya that the 10 people were needed for Sheva Brochas. Could be the 10 people were needed for Pidim Mefarsim Daloch. Now the Gemara says, Vehilchese Hamazake lo uber loikone. Shmuel held Hamazake lo uber kone. Shmuel was Mefarsim Daloch. But we don't paskin like Shmuel. I saw a very nice vote in Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is Meire. I mean, why does the Gemara have to go into this? We paskin like Shmuel. We don't paskin like Shmuel. I mean, that's very, we're not oisik now in this halacha. The Gemara just wanted to say one thing. The Gemara wanted to say that there's a necessity to have 10 people to be mefarsim aloch. We see Shmuel wanted mefarsim aloch, so he called, he gathered 10 people. Now, why does the Gemara say, no, but we, no, we don't paskin like Shmuel. Why is this necessary to be brought in over here? So the Sam Sefer says, a beautiful vote. The Gemara says in Yevomis that later, when Shaul wanted to take David for a son-in-law, so then there was a whole tumult if David is posolovi bekol, because he comes from Rus, and Rus was a Moyovi. There was a whole tumult in the whole sugya. In Doyeg, Doimi made a whole tumult, that means they brought rayas, then in Doyeg slugged up all the rayas, and there's a whole sugya in the Gemara, was David a descendant from Rus? Do you darshan Mayavi Mayavis? Don't you darshan it? So the Sam Sefer says, that means the Bemison, this is a kashin Rababo. Rababo said that the reason that Boyas darshaned, the reason that Boyas called together 10 people was to be mefarsim the saloche. So if that was the reason, and it was mefalsim in front of them,
So how could there be later, a few generations later, be a whole tumult if a mayavis is your mutter, it's not mutter fakert, it wasn't esparsim. This halacha wasn't esparsim, are you day boys? So how can, if you say the 10 people were for Bichas Chasanim and he wasn't mefarsim the halacha, so good. He held it was mutter, but there was no pilsim in the halacha. So maybe later, a few generations later, there was nesayir of the shaila. Maybe it's also. But if boy is bekvaydei ba'atzmoi was mefalsim da'aloches, how could there be a tumul later? So that was the kashin rababo. So therefore, the Gemara brings pilsum means that the loch has to be like this. I'll show you. Shmuel was mefalsim da'aloche mezakelu bekone v'hilchise. But we don't paskin like Shmuel. That means that's a raya that he wasn't mefarsim. Pakel boyis was mefarsim. Boyis held that loch is mayavi v'leim ma'avis. But that doesn't mean anything. You hold like that. That loch can be not like you. So memele. So it's no kasha why there was a tumul later be made of it. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bagdato. Ir shebebovel ushmo Baghdad. Bepsak sidrei shorav shchiri goin hiniskeres that's pshat this Baghdad Thomas Thomas. Amizake matona yedei acher. That means there was a maise kinyan made. Reuven wanted to be mizake something to an uber. Let's say his wife was muberes and he wanted that uber should be koine. And he told someone to be zeiche for the uber, and Yenna made a hagbo on it. Lo uber shebimei imoi kone. Now let us see Taisvis. Amezake lo uber kone. So, lechayre, there's a meire de kechidish in Shmuel, that even though the uber is leibo lo ilam, the uber is not born yet, Afalpikain, you can make a kinyan lidavo shaloi bo loilam. That's what we see from Shmuel. So Taisvis asks, Afal gav de Shmuel gufe posik rabbi yechanan asandlo, the magdish maisi de ishtoi hamoisa chulen de odo magdish dovo shaloi bo loilam. A person cannot be magdish maisi de ishtoi, what that what his ish is going to make. Because what she's making is loibo loilam. V'choshkein lidovo shaloibo loilam, the goratvei. So if he's makna something, if the koine is not boilam, if the dovo hanikne is not boilam, Shmuel holds it doesn't help. So, if the kain is not boilam, the person who's supposed to be zoichen is not boilam, so zoichen shouldn't be kain. The goratvei, this is worse, kedamrinim besoif perkame de gitten, the koma afilu l'ramei edoma odo makne dovo shaloi boloilam, hanimili lidovo sheboloilam, avol lidovo shaloi boloilam loyoma. So Memele, the Gemara says that Reb Meir, who is Mekel and holds Odom Makne Dovo Shaloi Baloilam, a person can be Makne Peiris Dekel, the Peiris which are going to grow out from my Dekel. He can be Makne them now. How much that he can be Makne them now? They're not here yet, but he can be Makne them. So Ramei holds Odom Makne Dovo Shaloi Baloilam. Afal Pikein, the same Ramei holds Abali Dovo Shaloi Baloilam. If the Koine is not around, it doesn't help. That's what Ramei holds. So Memela, so if Shmuel holds Ein Odom Makne Dovo Shaloi Baloilam, so Vada Givis, he should Zicha hold Ein Odom Makne Lidovo Shaloi Baloilam, which is more chomel. So we have a Meridike problem. Here Shmuel says later, Ein Oda Makna Dovo Shaloi Boloilam. If the Chayfetz HaNikne is not Boloilam, you can't be Makna. Vafal Pikein by us, Shmuel holds Oda Makna Lidovo Shaloi Boloilam. That is Teis Viskash. So Tosfos answers as follows. Mikol Mokim Shmuel Choshev Uber Bolo Ilom. So Tosfos says now a new teretz. Shmuel holds an Uber is a Bolo Ilom. It's not like Peiris Dekel. Peiris Dekel, there's nothing here yet. It has to grow. And Uber is a Bar Kayome. It's not developed, but there's an Uber. There's Chiyus. So Shmuel holds you could be magnet to him, and Lechayre, according to this Teretz, he's Zeicher right away. He's Zeicher right away because he's Bolo Ilom. Period. Inami, now I just want to say a second Teretz. Shmuel is leitvei odo makne lidovo shaloi boloilom imashe makne dovo shaloi boloilom. Shmuel holds that it is easier if the dovo hanikne is here to be makne, and you're making a maise kinyan on the dovo hanikne, so it doesn't matter if the koine is not here yet. That means all the Maisik Kinyin was done completely. Someone, the Dova Hanikne is here, the Makne is here, someone was Zeiche for the Koine. Now the Koine is not here yet, but the Maisik Kinyin Shmuel holds could be Chal since the Dova Hanikne is Boilo. Ah, Tosfos brought before a svara behepach that Adam makne dovo shaloi b'loilom is not as choma as lid dovo shaloi b'loilom. So Tosfos says vehi sugi de perikama de gitten oshali be de Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that the svara is fakir, that lid dovo is more choma than dovo. Shmuel holds dovo is more choma than lid dovo. וכן מצינו רב נחמן, דבהדיה סברוסי הפוכה מדרבונה. דרבונה איסלי פרס דקל משבו לא אילום, אין יוכל להחזר בוי. So רבונה עוד עוד המקנה דובה שלו יבו לא אילום, and as soon as the פרס grow, automatically they belong to the קונה. וגבי אובר קומה, אף לכשתהלי לקונה. לדובה רבונה עוד את אובר זנת קונה. Rav Nachman Sovar, Pungfakert, Lichetelet Kone, when the child is born, he's Kone automatically, Peres Dekel, Komaf Mishaboloilam, Yochalachzaboy. So Al Kaponim, we see there are Svoreis Afuchais. Just a little bit to understand, the Nemuki Yosef says, in Bob Metzia, the Chason of Oda Makta Dovishloi Beloilam is a Chason of Gemiris Tas. That means that people, a Maise Kinyan brings out Gemiras Das. So if all the parties are around, the Maknas around, the Koinas around, the Dova Haniknas around, and you make a Maise Kinyan, then there's a Gemiras Das Mikolat Stodin. Now, if the Dova Hanikna is not around, or if the Koinah is not around, now there's a Svar, it could be there's a Chesoron in Gemiras Das. Which case is a greater chesson of Gemiras Das? That's debatable. Others hold that Lidovo is a greater chesson of Gemiras Das. Others hold Dovo is a greater chesson of Gemiras Das. Yeah. Now let us see the Tosfos she'nemar Vayikach Boyez Asora Anoshim. Now, from our Gemara learns out from this pasuk that you make birchas chasonim. That's the sheva brachas in yida minyan. When meseches kala the ma'isikro the vayevolchu esrivke. The Gemara meseches kala learns out from Rivke. There you learn out. You make birchas. Tais understood. You learn out from over there, you make birchas chasane, v'yivolchu es rivke. So Tosfos says, ikal ameim v'dohosom birchas eiris. They're speaking about birchas eiris, and they didn't make nisuin. When the liyezer went and was mekadosh rivke, there was only eiris, and there was only a kinyan eiris. So there we learn out, birchas eiris needs asore. And here, Boaz made Nisuin the same day he made Erusin. So Memele, so here, the tenets for Birchas Nisuin. V'yesh, so if that is the case, v'yesh lilmaid misham sheyesh leborech birchas eresin le'isha hamiskadeshes al yedei shliach shrei Eliezer shliach hoyo. Perhaps the chiddush of Tosfos is as follows. That means there are, l'chaire, there are two types of broches. There's a birchas hamitzvahs. And there, l'chaire, the din is, when a shliach does a mitzvah, he makes the broche. The Magen Avraham says, if I make a shliach to be boidik chometz of my house, so the shliach makes the broche. Could be, so if birchas eresin would be a birchas hamitzvahs, could be Tosfos wouldn't be madgish that, oh, we have a raya from over there, that a shliach makes a birchas eresin, even though he's a shliach. Yeshlil made misham sheshlboch birchas eresin lisham eskadesh zaydei shliach, shliyaz a shliach hoya. Could be that's l'chera dover poshet, whoever's doing the mitzvah makes the birchas hamitzvah. But could be other Rishonim say the broche birchas eresin is not a birchas hamitzvahs. Birchas eresin is a very unique broche. Birchas eresin tzibonu al aroyes, vosolonu as arusis, vitolonu as nesuyis loni dechupa v'kiddushin. The broche is a birchas hashvach to the Rabbeinu Shloile, but it's not a birchas hamitzvahs. So it could be Tosfos held a birchas hashvach should be said by when the chosen is around, forget that there's such an inyan, that a zivug is osolonus arusus, vitolonus nesus, only the chuppa v'kedushin. So, in v'afal pikein, if we will say that the Masechta Skala is learning out from Eliezer, that you can make birchas eresin from that pasuk, v'boruch v'asrivka, so we see a moira de kechidish. And if you look, Abirchas HaShvach is said, Shaloi Bifnei, the Chosn. The Nire Das Mach the Balmi. Taisa says, this drosha really is not a emissary drosha, it's a smach the, Dasore Le Mishtami Mehosom. You can't learn out Asore, the Pasuk isn't speaking, there were 10 people there. Le Airi Pashti Dikrobe Birchas Eresin. So Memele, so Taisa says, the whole Masechta Skala is Asmach the Balma. Let us go further. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabono. Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim. We make Sheva Broches Beveis Chasanim. By the Chuppe. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Av Beveis Ha'eresin mevorchin ois. Rabbi Yehuda said, you make sheva broches by the eresin. Amar de kechidish, you make sheva broches by eresin. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Rabbi Yehuda is not chilek on the Tanakame. Ubi Yehuda shonu. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about in Yehuda. Mibnei shemisyachid imo. Because in Yehuda, the minig was that they were miyached the chosen in Kale before the chuppe, and we'll see there was a intent that from this yichud the chosen should be boiled the Kale. So memela, therefore, by the Eresin, they made birchas chasanim. Now, just to understand a little bit what was shot in Yehuda, the Meiri says, and Daf Yud Beis, that the Gzeiris we had heard in the beginning of Ksubis, the Gzeiris of Shmad, and we had a Gzeire Kol Psulish and Niseis to boil Lehegmen Tchile. These Gzeiris were in Yehuda. These Gzeiris were in Yehuda. The Goyim made these Gzeiris in Yehuda. Now, why was Yehuda miyuchet for this gzeire? because gozru shmat be Yehuda shekein mesayres be yodom she Yehuda horag es Esav. So there's already a old sinner that Yehuda killed Esav. That's what the goyim have a mesayre. So they'll take care of. So therefore, their whole koyach of shmat and bittul and zilzul was dafkin shevet Yehuda. Now, zokte meiri, so memele shevet Yehuda was susceptible for shekelach exeris. Now, what's going to be if nebuch there's such a exeire and kol psula shenises tiboil lahegmen tchila? So they were very much afraid that if she'll be nivel to the hegmen, she might be nivel berotzen, and then you have shekelach a problem. So then she's also labayla. So they wanted that there should be a krisis bris beinoi beino lebein baylo before the hegman, before she'll be nivel hegman. Now the hegman came about when they made the nesuin. When the nesuin, then that was the gzeira. Tiboy la hegman tchila kol b'sula shanisa. So that was the gzeira. So therefore they wanted that she should be nivel before. They couldn't make an official nesuin because the official nesuin, that's gzeira, tibur legman tchila. So they were miyached the chosen in kala, and with an intent she shall liboy gasbo, and there should be an ave and the chibe beinayim, and vakat other ave, the chosen should be boil her with this yichud, in order to ensure that there's a bond, there's an ave between the chosen and kala. So later, afilu rachmona nitzlan, she'll be nibble to the hegman, we can be assured it's a bias oines, and she's muta labailo. That's why they were manning this in Yehuda. Now, it says in Mesechtes Kala, Kala b'loi brocha asulo labailo kinide, that before the Sheva brocha, she's also labailo. So now, we wanted to make that she should be nivelled to the chosn. So that's why in Yehuda, by the Eresen already, we chapter rein the Sheva brochas. So that means if he'll be boiler later, so it's not a kala b'loi broche, the Sheva brochas were made. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, Mevorches bichas chasanim beveis chasanim kshenichneso lechupas nesuin. When she entered the chuppah, then you make, by the chuppah you make sheva brochas. And Rav Yehuda says, af beveis eresin kshemekatsho, when you make kedushin, mevorchen kol bichas chasanim kedem meforish. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi b'Yehuda shon, Ohod Rav Yehuda b'Yehuda shon, Shemisyached imo be'eresin, he was misyached with a be'eresin, Kidei she'elibay gaspo k'dolakamon, Lefichach mevorchim birchas chasanim mitchilim, so therefore they made birchas chasanim first, the sanye b'meseches kalem, Kala b'loi brocha asura l'baylo k'nidim. So they wanted to make sure that she'll be mutter to the chosen, so therefore they made sheva brochas. Birchas chasan. Now, before we see Taisus, let us just learn the Gemara a little further, and then we'll see Taisus. Zok the Gemara, Tanya idoch, Mevorchen birchas chasanim beveis chasanim, u birchas eresen beveis eresen. Birchas eresen mai mevorich. What is the nusach of birchas eresen? What is the broch? Robin baravade verabe baravade tavayu mishmeid rab yuda omri. The nusach is as follows. Boruch ato Hashem alakeinu melech haolam, asher kidushonu b'mitzvoisot. Vitzivonu al ha'aroyis, v'osolonu es harusais, v'hitolonu as nesuis al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Rav Ach, that's the broche. Rav Acha berei de rove misayim bo mishmei de Rav Yudah. Rav Acha said that this bracha is a chasime. Boruch ato Hashem mekadish Yisrael eidei chupe bekidusha. So we hear in our machloikis, if Rav Yehuda held that the bracha is a chasime, or the bracha does not have a chasime. So the Gemara says, what is this machloikis dependent on? Man de loy chosim. The man de yomar that did not make a chasime, the first two, that's Rovin barabade, verabe barabade, the hold is no chasime, midi dahava, birchas apere, birchas peres, va birchas mitzvahs. Just like birchas peres, we just make a psicha, boire priates, we're not messiahim with a chasime. Birchas mitzvahs, alamila, we don't make a chasime. So mele here also, we make hashekishal mitzvahisov, and we make the whole nusach without a chasime. Uman de chosim, the man the yomer that says we make achsime, midi dahave akidushim. Just like by kiddush, we make achsime, so hu adin, by here we also make achsime, and we'll see a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos what the comparison is to kiddush. Now let us see Rashi. Va'osa lonu Esa arusois midarabonon. Shegozru al hayichud shel pnuye. Va'af aruse lohitiru. Ache tikoneis luchupe. Ube broche kedefrisches kalabloi broche asura labailo kenide. The Rabbono Nami Mevorchen Betzivonu Boosalonu Keda Ashkechon Bener Chaneke. I'd like a little to elaborate on what Rashi is saying over here. I saw Rabbi Yankev Zechenu Lebroche says Pshat and Rashi as follows. He brings a Rai from the Loshen Rambam Shegozru Al Hayichud Shel Pnuya. That means like this. Mina Teire, there's an Issa Yichud with an Erve. That's an Issa Yichud, Mina Teire. The Rabbonon said, and there's an Issa Yichud with a Pnuye. So the Loshen Rambam is, that means the Rabbonon, they gave a Pnuye a Din Erve. And just like there's an Issa Yichud with a true Erve, Mina Teire, every pnuye has a din elva midarabona. So there's an iso yichud with an elva. Period. Now, that's a pnuye. Now Rabbi Yankov says further. Now when a person marries an isha, she's not a pnuye anymore. She's an arusa. She's not a pnuye. So Rabbi Yankov says there's no iso yichud anymore. That iso yichud was only by an elva. An elva is, pnuye is also an elva midarabona. An arusa is not an elva. But they asked bia with an arusa, not yichud, bia. So Rabbi Yankev says pshat in the brachas as follows: v'tzivonu al arayis. That means midarabonon. There's also arayis, a pnuye. That's yichud. A yichud pnuye is an elbe de rabonon. V'osalonu the bia as arusais. That means it's a isa bia by narusa. Vehita lono as an asuris lono. Aide chupe vekidushin. And the isa bia, which is chal by arusa, that becomes muta aide chupe vekidushin. So now, the Rabbi Yankov says the vetzivonu is going also on the yichud pnuye. And vaosa lono is going on a bia sarusa. So now let us see Rashi again. Va'osalonu es arusa is midarabona. That's bia sarusa. Shegozru al hayichud shel pnuye. They were goyze yichud shel pnuye. They gave a pnuye din elva midarabona. Va'af arusa, who is not a pnuye, loy hitiru, achitikonis lechupe, ube broche. And to be matter the bia of an arusa, she doesn't go into the category of aroyes, midarabonim, but al kaponim is an isa biya. So that they were only matter with chupin bi broche kideprishes kala b'loy broche asur labay lekanide. So Narashi says the vaderabona nami mevochen vitzibonu and vaosalonu is going on the bias on the bias arusa. So the, yeah, that's what Rashi is saying. Now before we go further, let us. Well, I'd just like to say over a ha'ore that the Masas Moshe asks on Rashi. So from Rashi we see that in order for Narusa to be Muta, you need two things. Ba'afarusa lo hitiru achetikones l'chupe ubebroche. You need two things. Frek the Masas Moshe, so what did they accomplish in Yehuda? What did they accomplish in Yehuda? In Yehuda, before, after the Erison, by the Erison they made the broche, fine. But the chuppah was later. So they didn't make a chuppah. And Rashi says that an abiyas arusa is also, till you have chuppah and broche, you need two things. So what did they accomplish in Yehuda? They made the broche, but she's still also. And Arus is also, you need two materim, you need chuppah plus broche. So, he was boil her out Arus. So what did they accomplish? So the Master Moshe says he was boil her l'shem nisuin. That means that you can make chuppah in different eifanim. You can make yichud. So if he's boil l'shem nisuin, the kuf is nisuin. So Memele, there was no pirsum, they didn't want the goyim to know about it, but he was boil l'shem nisuin, so you had already a chuppe, and the broche you also had, which was said by the Yeris, and so Memele so became a biya hamuteres. Before we go further in Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, after base Erison, mevorchin oisot, mivneisha misyachid imo. So they made birchas nisui. Vomrinin kala beloibroch, asura labailo kenide. Now we'll see, this is very interesting. Ulefi shepo'omim bo oleho sheloile shem chupe, oisim broche metchila kedei shetei kala bebroche. Now this Tosfos, Rav Reuven is medayik on this Tosfos, that Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. And Tosfos is saying as follows. If he would be boil her l'shem nisuin, so then you wouldn't need the broche. V'hite lonu ha'nesua is lonu de chuppah v'kedushin. After chuppah, that alone is sufficient. Chuppah alone is a matter. But Tosfos says, ki lefa'omim, sometimes, is boyo shaloi l'shem chuppah. He has no intentions to make nesuin. Now we have to understand, nesuin is a chalois. That means after nesuin, he yarshin so is metame lo, the shibudim sherksus voina is mechuyiv. There's a whole multitude of halachas that are chal with the nesuin. Now, lefomim bo le'ashaloi l'shem chupe. He's not interested in all these shibudim. He doesn't want to make nesuin. So he's bo le'ashaloi l'shem chupe. So memele. So therefore, so then, oisin brocha mitchila kedei sheteikala bebrocha. So Rav Reuven is mevayer Tosfos. This is very difficult to understand. Rav Reuven, that means the brocha says vehitalona nesuyis blonde dechupa vekedushin beheteris tu chupa. So today says sometimes it's boiled without a chupa. We make the brochas, but you need chupa. You know what pshat the brochas are also matter. So Rav Reuven is mevayer, the loshon of the Shit Mekbetz is also, the broche is a type of a chuppe. There's different inyonim in chuppe. There's chuppe that makes kinyonim, he yarshin so, he's metame atzmeilo, he becomes meshubito sheksus voina. That's that's many of the facets of chuppah. Chuppah creates a whole bunch of halachas. Chuppah, there's also, with the chuppah you get a heter being. And the Chazal asad and aruse, v'osa lonu as aruseis, v'hita lonu as anusuis edei chuppah v'kedushim. They gave the Birchas Chasanam also a din chuppah. This is a din chuppah l'gabi heter being. It's not a din chuppah l'gabi haforas nedorim. But it's a chuppah l'gabi yetam b'yim. That means birchas chasanim, we see there are different types of oifanim of making chuppah. Yichud aroi l'bi, achnosa l'shusay, piris tarlisay aleh. There's different oifanim how to make a chuppah. So the birchas chasanim is a chuppah that is matabiyah. It's not a chuppah for other things, but it has a teiras chuppah. So teis says like this. But teis is a chaylik on Rashi. That means, as long as they made any type of a chuppah, there's no iser biyah. It's a isaruse. So, if I would be assured that the chosen in Yehuda would be boil Hashem nesuin, so finish. So you wouldn't have to make birchas chasanim then. But since they weren't assured, so they made this birchas chasanim, which has a teiras chuppah legabi hetabir. Now let us go back to Rashi. Vehita lonu es nishayseinu hanesues lonu ayidei chuppah v'kiddushin. We have to understand that Rashi said a mouthful over here, because the lashon of the Gemara is shreklach. The lashon of the Gemara says v'hita lonu es hanesuis. He was matetos the nesuis, the married women, which is very, very misleading. That means that the arusas are asa and the nesuis are muta. So Rashi says not the nesuis, a married woman is muta. V'hita lonu es nishoisenu hanesuis lonu. And the suis doesn't mean something in the suis amuta. That and the sheisei nesuis lonai de chupa v'kedushin di zamuta. Now, we hear here a machloikis if the birchas eresin has a chsime. So we hear there, others held, it doesn't need a chsime. Mididava birchas peres, beripriyei. Birchas mitzvahs al hashchita v'al hamile de kiven de kule choda haydohi. Since everything is one haydoh, v'ein hefsik bakosha b'intayim. There's no hefsik. We're not speaking about two in yonim in the bracha. It's a haydoh by repriyeitz ashekit shalom mitzvahs v'tzibon v'al hamile. Is loiboy chsime. She don't need a chsime. Kedi oma ba'ave psochim. Birchas ha-mitzvah taime mai, mishum deidoi. Honami kulei heidoi. The Gemara in psochim says as follows. The Gemara says that they wanted it. There was a whole tumult over there. What the nusach of Havdola is. So Ule, so they once went to watch how Ule made Havdola. Abaya was sent out to Shlich to watch how Ule made Havdola. So what was the Havdola of Ule? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinim Elokeilam Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That was the whole Havdola. So the Gemara asked, why don't you need a chsimech? That's the whole Havdola. So he says. So the Gemara says, what is this different than other Birchas HaMitzvahs? It's one Haidor. I'm speaking about one Inyan. I'm not speaking about Fashidin Inyonim. So memele, so you don't need a chsime. So just like you say ala mile and b'yre priyets, you say amavdol ben kodesh l'chel. So he held that, so this is also a bracha, we're speaking about kedushas Yisrael. Osalonu asarusais, vitalonas nesuis, edechupa v'kedushin. That's it. So you don't need a chsime, it's one eidot. Midi dahave, but Rav Ache Berei de Rove said, you have to need a chsime mide ave akedushe. Just like Kiddush has achsime, so this also needs achsime. Now, there's a big problem. How does Kiddush get involved over here? So Rashi says the whole shtick toich. Kiven the beloshen kiddushehi, the broche is aide chupa the kiddushin. So we're speaking about kiddushe. Ki kiddush hayoyim chasminim bo. So this is a broche on kiddushes Yisrael. That means the zivugim of kiddushes Yisrael are different than a goyish zivug. Tzivonu al haroyes, vosalonu es haruses. It doesn't, not, it's a hefkevelt. There are certain women that one is permitted to get married after certain procedures. It's not poshut. That's kedushas Yisrael. Is kiven de beloshen kedushi ki kiddush hayoyim chasminim bo ki hoso. Now, he gufe kasha, why be kiddush is there a chasime? Why be kiddush? The behi chasminon mishum diyesh bo hefsik. Kigain ki hu yoyim tchilo la mikroi kiddush. That means, in kiddush really, that, but the broch on kedushas hayoyim, really, you wouldn't make a chasime. Shabbos kochi bavarotzen in chilonu, Zeichel amayse bereishis, the brocha and kedusha Shabbos would not need a chsime. But then we speak about the shvach Shabbos. Ki hu yoyim tchilo lemikroi kodesh. We say that the yoyim haShabbos is tchila to all yom tovim. So this is already speaking about a new thing. Not on the kedusha Shabbos, the chshivas of Shabbos. So by Kiddush, since we're speaking about two different inyonim, so we make a chsime. The broche is koilo two inyonim. Kedusha Shabbos and then Shvach Shabbos. So therefore, since we're speaking about two inyonim, we make a chsime. Now, Birchas Eresin is only speaking about one inyon. So theoretically, you should not need a chsime. But since it's the same type of brocha as Kiddush, Kiddush is a brocha and the Kedushas Hayoyim, Biches Eresin is a brocha and Kedushas Yisrael Legabi Zibugim, so they wanted that this brocha of Kedushas HaZivug should be similar to Kedushas Hayoyim, and just like over there we have a chsime, here we also have a chsime. The Ritva says something very interesting. The Ritva says, and for that reason, since they wanted to compare it to Kiddush, we make Birchas Eresin al HaKoyis. How does a Koyis come in? So the Ritva says, because of this comparison to Kiddush. By Kiddush we have a Posek Zachayu al HaYayin. Here we don't have a legitimate reason to make Birchas Eresin al HaKoyis. But since we're comparing it to Kiddush, so mainly one should have all the similarities, should be similar to Birchas HaKiddush. Let us see what Tosfos says. Now Tosfos is chelek on Rashi. Man deloy chosim yididavim Birchas Peyos. So Tosfos says, what are our guidelines? When do we make achsime? When don't we make achsime? So Tosfos says, she'ein bo ariches. If it's not a long broche, you don't make a chsime. V'hai nami ein arucha. So Birchas Eresin is also not a long broche. V'loidomi likidushe da'orich tvei. That's a long broche, the Kiddush. So according to Tosfos, not telling it. According to Tosfos, telling it on one thing. Is it long or short? Kiddush is long. Birchas HaPeyres is short, and they held that Birchas HaPeyres is also short. Uman dechosim midiyave yakidush dechosim bei mishim dorich v'namich shiv aruche. So long is relative. But zicha, this broche is longer than most broches, but it's shorter than Kiddush. So now the shaila is this called a broche aruche, a broche ktzoret? That's the machloikis. ומה שפרש הקונטרס למשום דמלושן קדושה נאיחס מבוא כמי בקדושה איני נראה. Rashi shtik teira Tosus did not like, since it was Loshin Kedusha, so they asked someone how to eat the Kiddush. No, Tosus doesn't like it. Abo Ktsas Kosher, man de loy chosim bo, the one who did not make achsime, is because it's a short bracha. Maishna mi bilchas ha teira de chasmina bo, vashe bo chabonu. Why do we make achsime if our guidelines are long and short? Bilchas ashe bo chabonu is a short bracha. Vafal pi kain, he make achsime. So that's a shrek. This is shorter than the Bichas Eresen. Afal gab the Bichas Eresen ariche tvei, mino, v'shem lo yoyu chaysen bo. So Tosha says, we hear fear amach loikis if you make achsime by Bichas Eresen. But everyone knows you make achsime. So could be that what it says in our siddur, we make achsime by Bichas HaTorah. In the Arsid, it says we make a chsima and bichas eresen also. So we hold that already is considered a long broche. The man, the yomah, that says you don't make a chsima by bichas eresen could be by bichas atoire, you also don't make a chsima.